Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
2014 marks the 21st anniversary of the QAC Site Village exhibitions in Birmingham. Although these days it's a two-day rather than a three-day event as it used to be, it's still reckoned to be the biggest exhibition of products and services specifically for blind and partially sighted people in the UK. It's taking place on the 15th and 16th of July, and this year they've attracted exhibitors from across the UK, as well as France, Finland, Switzerland and Ireland. Ray Piggott, who heads the team at Queen Alexandra College, or QAC in Birmingham, which runs this and other similar exhibitions throughout the year, explained how this year they have a specific aim in mind for the exhibition.
What we've realised that we need to do this year is to reach out to the so many people in the senior age group who are having sight problems but have not linked in with any support or any medical support to this point and are probably feeling a bit isolated. So we're deliberately using our public relations to promote to those people, and those are the people we really particularly want to encourage to come along to Sight Village in Birmingham and elsewhere this year, because we realise that so many people are out there that feel isolated.
And as far as the exhibitors then, who represent the kind of help and support that you've been talking about, who's going to be there?
Well, the type of support that the exhibitors represent are help with mobility, with basic technology, and we don't want to frighten people off with high-end technology, although there's a lot of wonderful stuff there, but also the basic technology such as talking watches and vibrating watches, things that are simple but really important, and a lot of support in terms of social and community support for people who are just finding their way in dealing with loss of sight. And we've got an increasing number of overseas visitors this year compared to last year as well in terms of exhibitors, and we're looking forward to welcoming them.
And for those who can't get along to Birmingham, which I know is the kind of core exhibition that you've been running for 21 years, you do other exhibitions throughout the year. What's coming up in the future?
Well, the next coming up after Birmingham is Leeds on the 25th of September. That's our first time in Leeds. We've got a sell-out event there in terms of exhibitors, and we're really looking forward to being at the Royal Armouries Exhibition Centre for the first time in Leeds. We were in Manchester last year, and we shall be back in Manchester next year, but for this year it's Leeds. And after that we'll be down in London at Kensington Town Hall on the 4th of November, and that's always an exciting show. We really enjoy being in London, such a large population, and again we're going to be calling out to people who are losing their sight or having problems with their sight but haven't yet taken any formal route to addressing that. We would like those people to come along in London. And of course, the year turns round and 2015 will be here, and we'll be back in Edinburgh and then Glasgow again in the spring with our roadshows. They're always very popular, and we're really looking forward to being north of the border again. Whichever way the vote goes, we'll still be there in Scotland.
And the dates, once again, of the QAC Sight Village exhibition in Birmingham are Tuesday the 15th and Wednesday the 16th of July, and it's being held at the new Bingley Hall, Hockley Circus, Birmingham. Postcode is B185PP. Doors open at 10 a.m. and they close at 4 p.m. on both days of the exhibition. As always, the event is free to enter and there's free parking as well. Thanks to volunteers generously giving up their time, there'll be a cohort of sighted guides available to offer visitors assistance on their way around the exhibition, which is mainly on the ground floor of the venue. Refreshments will also be available for purchase throughout the event. Now, the organisers strongly recommend that people should, if possible, pre-register. This can be done via the webpage www.qac.ac.uk/exhibitions.htm, where you can find information about all the QAC Sight Village exhibitions and roadshows throughout the year. And if you don't have internet access or you don't know anyone who does, you can call a member of the Sight Village team on 0121 428 5041, and they'll be happy to help you register for the Birmingham event.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.